Okay, today's Daf is Daf Chaf Gimel, and we are on Tana Rabbanan, the second white line on Chaf Beis Mabeis. Just as next week, Hashem, I hope to give on Purim morning, Sunday morning, when Nachab's going to give on Shushan Purim on Monday, and then I'll be back on Tuesday. Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so let's go Chaf Beis Mabeis. And just to mention, thank you, Menachem reminded me, today is the second English anniversary of the start of the this Daf Yomi cycle. March 2nd, 2 years ago, was the day that that Brachas Daf Beis started, so we should take some chizuk, that 2 years is a chazaka according to many Tanaim, and therefore, we're muchzak in Talmud Torah, so we should give ourselves a little chizuk, and look towards the future as well. Tana Rabbanan. Here we go, second line. Tana Rabbanan, Kida ala payim. There are three types of bowings that are recorded in the Torah. One is kida. The Gemara assumes kida is on one's face. We were just talking about nefilos apayim, tachnun. So that's why this is brought in here. So kida apayim, as it says, basheva, bow down 7 times as she went to see David. Kriya alberkayim. Kriya means on the knees. V'cheinu omer mikroa alberkav. Hishtachava means totally spread out on the ground, spreading out of hands and legs. Shneemar havo navo anivim chavachech l'shachavaz l'cha'artza. As it says that Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, after he tells him the dreams, will we come to bow down to you, artza, to the ground? Mashma that they're all spread out on the ground. So that's kida, kriya, and hishtachava. Levi, a story that we've had before. Levi, achvi kida kamid Rebbe. Levi did this fancy dance in front of Rebbe, where it says by the Simchas Pesach Shoeva, he stood on his face and he put his face to the ground and he supported his entire body with his fingers. Ve'itzla, and he became lame because of it. Became lame. He hurt himself. Says the Ritva, if you do something b'shas sakana, you got to be worried. He was nizok b'shas sakana, says the Ritva. And that's why. Got to be b'shas sakana. We always take extra precautions. Ask the Gemara of Hagar Malay. Is it true that the reason he was punished, he became lame, was because he just did this dangerous dance? V'ya'ama Rabbi Elazar la'olam ayatiach adam dvarim klapei mala. A person should never talk in a brazen way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehari adam gadol hitiach dvarim klapei mala v'itzla, because there was a great man that did talk brazenly to Hashem. And he became lame. Umanu Levi. So you see, Levi did not become lame because he did this dance, dangerous dance, but it's because he was matiyat v'ram klavei mala. If you remember Maseches Tainis, he said, Hashem, where are you? You're hidden. You're, you know, what are you? What's going on? There's no rain. So we're not supposed to talk that way. And even Choni Ma'agel was taken to task, and they said, if you weren't Choni, you know, so then you wouldn't be able to do it. So he asked the Gemara, why did he become? So says the Gemara, Havaha Garmale. Really, it was both. It was a combination. The real reason that he became lame was because he was hitiach dvarim klapei mala. When did it take place? It took place b'shas this dangerous dance. We mentioned the Aruch Laner Maseches Sukkah when we did this Gemara earlier, but just worth mentioning again. And that is the Aruch Laner on Daf Nun Gimel, when this Gemara comes up and says, what's the midah keneged midah? Dafka during this dance, you know, there are other dangerous points in his life as well. But why dafka during this dance? Says the Aruch Laner. D'nanash midah keneged midah, because why? What is this kida? Why did they do this kida dance in the Bizman HaSimchas Beis HaShoeva, where they put their face all the way up next to the ground and they support themselves by their fingers? That dance symbolized Hashgacha. It symbolized Hashem looking closely to the land. That's what it means. When we put our face to the land, that symbolizes that Hashem is specially looking close to us. Yar Hashem Panav Elacha. Hashem's face is close to you. Right, so that's why they did this dance in the first place, to symbolize to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should look closely to us, just like we're looking closely to the ground. So Dafka there, Levi was punished, because Levi was Hitil Tharab Klavi Mala. He said, Hashem, not looking at us. Hashem, you have Hester Panim to us. So Dafka Mida Keneged Mida. That's why he was punished during this Kida. Okay, that's the Aruch Laner in Sukkah Nun Gimel, where this Gemara comes up as well. Okay, bottom line. Amar Abchia Bar Avin, Chazino Hula Abayev Rava De Matzli Etzluye. Still talking about Nefilos Apayim. So Abchia Bar Avin says, I saw Abaya and Rava, they used to lean on their sides. When they do Nefilos Apayim, they didn't go straight flat with the hands and legs out on the ground, but they just leaned on the side. Rashi here says why they lean on the side, to get out of the problem of an Adam Chashuv doing a Filas Apayim and not being sure to be answered. That's why they leaned on the side. Rashi in Maseches Brachos, where this comes up, says they leaned on the side so they wouldn't have any problem of Evan Maskus. As we discussed yesterday, the Isser of Evan Maskus might only be straight out on the floor, but not on the sides. So this is the source of what we do, but obviously it's much different. When we have Nefilas Apayim, when we have Tachnun today, we don't go all the way down. We don't do a Shtachavaya, but our minhag of to lean on our arm is based on this idea. Based on this idea. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Ein Ladaber Bein Nefilas Apayim. Number one, not supposed to talk between Shmona Esrei and Tachnun. Tachnun is a hemshich of Shmona Esrei, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kishenofel apanav noagu lahatos al tzad smol." We lean on our left arm. Why do we lean? We don't lean the rest of the davening. The rest of the davening, we sit and we daven. So we lean dafka as a hemshich of this idea of nefilas apayim, totally on the ground. We don't do that bezman hazeh, but we do lean on our arm. And the Shulchan Aruch says the left arm. The Ramah writes that some do it on the right arm, and the Ikar is that when you have tefillin on the left arm, then you do it on the right arm. But you start with your left arm because Hashem Silcha Hashem al Yad Yiminecha. So if Hashem's on your right side and he's facing you from the right, so you lean on your left, so you're not looking away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, explains the Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham quotes a minhag that is known, and that is one shouldn't do nefilas apayim straight onto one's skin. One should have a hefsik beged in between. That's the Magen Avraham on this simon. The Nogan lachasos upon him be beged velo dai kisi ayad kishenof upon him. You can't put your hand there because that's not a hefsik. Like we mentioned in the past, you can't put your hand on top of your head for a yarmulke because that's you. That's not a hefsik, but on top of you. So the Magen Avraham here says the minhag should be you should cover your face with a beged. Levisha yad upon him guf echad heim veina guf yochal lachasos as atzmo. The guf can't cover themselves. So the Prima Gadim notes why is this? What's the svar of this Magen Avraham? It's related to the what we mentioned yesterday, and that is when they used to do Nefilas Apayim straight on the ground, they couldn't do it straight on the ground, you had to have a hefsek in between. So you wouldn't violate the Isser of Evan Maskus, Lo Sitnu Bar Zachem, Lishnachmos Aleav. So the Magen Avraham is an extension of that because this is a remez to that halacha, a hemshech, that's why we have a hefsek beged. But the Prima Gadim says, why do you need a hefsek beged? After all, we're not doing Ishtachavai on the ground. It's just a remez. It's just a connection. But really, it's not. We're not doing it. But he says, look, this is what the Magen Avraham suggests as a simin that this is connected to the Ishtachavai Mamish. But that's where it comes from. It comes from our Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Top line. B'yantav chamisha b'yom kiburim shisha. So the Mishnah had said that every day has another number of aliyos. On a weekday, 3, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed 4, Yontif 5, Yom Kippur 6, and Shabbos 7. Mas Nisan Mani, and the Mishnah also added, after saying on Shabbos 7, the Mishnah has said, you're not allowed to have less, but you can have more. That's what the Mishnah has said. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but the Pashtus was that line of you're allowed to have more goes on Yontif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. That's the Pashtus of the Mishnah. It's not just going on the last line, but it's going on the last group. Just not on weekdays, Rashi explained, because of Bitul Malacha. So says the Gemara. Mani, Masisan Mani, Lo Rabbi Shmuel v'lo Rabbi Akiva. Who is the author of our Mishnah? It's not Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, because the Tosefta says, B'yomtev Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shisha, B'Shabbos Shiva. On Yantif you could have 5, Yom Kippur 6, Shabbos 7. So far so good. But the next line is what ruins it. Ein pochzen mehan ve'ein mosifin alehan. Diver Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, you're not allowed to ever make osafos. Rabbi Akiva Omer, B'yantav Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shiva, U'B'Shabbos Shisha. Rabbi Akiva changes it, that on Yom Kippur you have 7 aliyahs, and on Shabbos you have 6 aliyahs. Ein pochzen mehan, you can have less, almost even aliyah, but you can add on. So ask the Gemara, Mani, who is our Mishnah like? E Rabbi Yishmael, if the Mishnah is like our Rabbi Yishmael, Senkasha Tosefes. His order works out, 5, 6, and 7, but Rabbi Yishmael says you can't have Osafos. And our Mishnah says you can have Osafos. So it can't be him. Rabbi Akiva kasha shisha v'shiva, and Rabbi Akiva has a worse problem. Rabbi Akiva switches Yom Kippur and Shabbos, so that's not the author of our Mishnah either. So who is the author of our Mishnah? So Amar Rava Tana Devi Rabbi Shmuel. It's the Talmidim, it's the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana, Debei Rabbi Yishmael, B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom Kibarim Shisha, B'sha B'shiva, Im Pochsin Mehen, Aval, Mosifin Alehen, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So you have that version of Rabbi Yishmael, is like our Mishnah. 5, 6, and 7, going up until Shabbos, and you're allowed to have Osafos. Kashmir Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael. Isn't there a steer within Rabbi Yishmael, whether you can have Osafos or not? Shrei Tanoi, Aliba, the Rabbi Yishmael. So it's two Tanoim within the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. So, just getting back to that line of the Mishnah that I mentioned. The Mishnah says, Ein pochsin avo mosifin alehen. So, is that last line only referring to Shabbos? Because that's the last line of the order. Or is it referring to the last group? So the pashtus is, Rov Rishonim hold, that you're allowed to have hosafos, not only on Shabbos, but on Yontif, and maybe even on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's no real minhag to have hosafos. But Me'ikar Hadin, one would be able to have hosafos on any of the Yemei Kodesh. And that's what the Rashi seems to say. The Ran quotes, Rashi zal nira da akulu hanach yomikoi tekivash asurim b'malacha mosifin aleihem, because there's no chashash b'tom malacha. But the Ran quotes a daya that says no. Aval acherim mafarshim didehi dein pochsin koi akulu aval mosifin aleihem a Shabbos b'lechud koi. The Ran quotes that no, only Shabbos you could add on. After all, what did we just say? There's a hierarchy of Aliyos. If you're able to add on Yontif, on Yom Kippur, then you're going to mess the whole thing up. The whole point is to realize and reflect that Shabbos is the highest. Shabbos has 7. If you add on 1 to Yom Kippur, if you add on 1 to Yontif, it'll look like Yom Kippur. Avo b'shar lo, k'dei shalo lahashvosam l'shabbos, shehu adif minahu. U'b'shabbos dafka demosifin mishun deleka yom adif minah. V'yatir miminyanus. That's why the machlokas we've shown in between this daya, two dayas in the Ran. What are we paskin? So what are we paskin? What's the, so you look at the minhag olam, p'kazi mayam adabar. So everybody does it. Everybody has hosafos, let's say on Yontif and Shabbos at least. So Yom Kippur, okay, we don't. You can make more money for the shul if you had on Yom Kippur, but the minhag is not to. So what's the halacha? So if you look in Simen, Reish, Pei, Beis, in Hilchas Leining on Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch only quotes Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch is only quotes Shabbos. Bosian Sefer Torah, Vekorin, Boshiva, Vimratzal Hosef Mosef. He quotes on Shabbos. He gave me Mosef on Shabbos. The Rama adds 2 days. V'hu adin b'yantif motel hosef al minyan akruim. Rambam, Chuvas Maram Rutenberg. V'yesh omer in d'yantif eim hosef. Ran, Perek HaKore. Aran. So the Rama quotes, the Shulchan Aruch is silent. The Rama quotes 2 days. And then he quotes after the second day of not being Mosef. V'chein nohagu b'medinos elu. So is the minhag not to have osafos on Yontif and Yom Kippur, besides for Simchas Torah, Shemusif and Harvey, but one shouldn't do it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, based on this Ran, that other days you can be Mosif. He says you shouldn't be Mosif too much because of Tircha de Sibura, unless you have two Simchas in the shul. So therefore you have to take everybody's feelings into account. So you gotta make sure that everybody gets what they deserve. But you have the Tircha de Sibura, but the Shulchan Aruch does not quote osafos by Yontif, and the Ramah quotes 2 days, and he says better not to. That's the interesting. That's the Ramah. That's not the minhag. Sometimes, I guess on Yontif is that as common. Shabbos we have osafos, but on Yontif sometimes we have osafos. But again, if one wants to try to be mekayim this Ramah, so maybe it's better if one does not need to, not to have too many osafos on Yontif to be able to keep the structure of 5, 6, and 7. Shabbos you can have more because that's the most. So there's no isra about tosif. This is within the. You're not adding on to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have a certain amount of laning, and the mitzvah is to lane. Kriyas HaTorah is the takana. And also, we're talking about a din d'rabbanan here. It can't be Mosef on a din d'rabbanan if Chazal telling you that this is what you're allowed to do. Chazal said that this is what you can do. So this is they can make up their own rules for dinim d'rabbanan.
We're not worried that people get confused.
Are we worried that in which
yesterday with the prophets,
are people going to get confused regarding which halacha?
Well,
be Mosef on Shabbos. Being Mosef on Yontif. That's the Ran's chash that people are going to get confused. That's the point. You might say it's inherently a bizarre of the day, but it also might be part of that people won't know. What's the svar of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says Yom Kippur is 7 and Shabbos is 6. So the Gemara told us yesterday that Shabbos is the most because Shabbos has something extra. Yontif has an Isser Malacha, and Yom Kippur has Isser Kares, and Shabbos has Isser Skila. So that's why Shabbos is the most. But what's this? The Gemara does not mention. What is the svar for Rabbi Akiva? The Rabbi Akiva says Yom Kippur is more. So Turi Evan is bothered. He says, Lon is barley. I don't know what the svar is for Rabbi Akiva. Oh, you want to say Yom Kippur is inui? So that's extra? So inui doesn't mean more. Ain't say inin the kedushas hayom, the lumitvi gavri yaseira. So says the Turi Evan, he thinks that why is it more? Ni'ila. Because of Ni'ila, the hosafas tfila, we mentioned by Atinus, hosafas tfila gives it makes it special. So that's why his suggestion is that Ne'ila makes Yom Kippur more than Shabbos. That's why, because of that, Hosafas Tefillah. Okay, let's continue. Montana. So why is Shabbos? Shabbos does not have Ne'ila. I mean, Yom Kippur has that more. He says, first of all, you have to assume that Kares and Skila doesn't make such a difference. Rather, B'chuni Menakana, who says there's Kimla V'Arbine by both. And once you assume that, then this is the Hosafa. Continuing. Shabbos Yom Kippur, you go back to seven. Shabbos Yom Kippur, you have everybody would agree, you say that the one that has more wins. Well, that's more, it's Shabbos also. Right, Shabbos Yantav, also Shabbos Yantav. Why Shabbos Yom Kippur? You have Skila and you have Ne'ila. So you have both. So you got to do seven, according to whichever one. Mantana, Viter. Mantana, Hadatanya. Who is the opinion of the following Brisa? The Brisa says, Mesecha Sofrim. B'yantif ma'achrim lavo. On Yantif, we come a little late to Shul. As we're going to see in a minute, I was once quoted this. I once was in a shul and they asked about, you know, they were going to miss Mantfila. A couple times, if you dive in at 9 o'clock, there's two or three Shabbos throughout the year that it's very close. Got to make sure that you get it right before you change the clock. So they quoted to, I said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu." They quoted to me this Gemara, "Ma'achrin Lavo, Ma'achrin Lavo." But in a minute we're going to see the Rashi. What does Ma'achrin Lavo mean? Ma'achrin Lavo, that means on time. That means Vasikin. So Ma'achrin Lavo, okay, means after Vasikin, But it doesn't mean that Ma'achrin Lavo after Mantfila. Okay, but again, there's the Shulchan Aruch does not say that you're allowed to miss the Zmanim on Shabbos. Okay, a little later, but not totally. So on Yantif, the Mosechus over him says, B'yantif ma'achrin lavo, on Yantif, we ma'acher to come. Why? As Rashi's going to say in a minute, because we're busy preparing the Suda. You could prepare, you could cook on Yantif. Ma'achrin latse, so we don't drag out Tefillah on Yantif, because only Simchas Yantif. You want to get home, and you want to be able to have Simchas Yantif.
If you could cook on Yantif,
you should, because you could cook afterwards.
Right.
But you want to have the Suda ready when you come home. You're going to be hungry. You want to cook in the morning. Beyond the Ma'achr Lavo, Ma'ar and Latzeh. So on Yantif, you're Ma'achr a little bit in Ma'ar and Latzeh, and you have to go Simchas Yantif. There is no, according to most Rishonim, again, the top of a separate shir, there's no Simchas Shabbos. There's Oneg Shabbos. But there's no Simchas Shabbos. Again, some Rishonim say there is. In some of the Zmiris, we talk about Simcha on Yantif, but on Shabbos. But Me'igra did most Rishonim say that there's a difference between Oneg and Simcha. So on Yantif, you come later and you leave earlier. B'yom Kippurim, the opposite. Mamar and Lavo, Ma'achron Lasses. You come very early, you're not eating anything anyway, you're not preparing. Ma'achron Lasses, and you stay very late. U'b'Shabbos, Mamar and Lavo, Ma'achron Lasses. Shabbos, you come early because you're not preparing anything. It was all prepared before Shabbos. Mamar and Lasses, and you leave early because also you want to have Oneg. That's Rashi. Rashi first says Simchas Yantif and then says Oneg Shabbos. Meduyuk. So says the Gemara that this Pesach HaSofrim says you stay later on Yom Kippur than on Shabbos. So why is that? Lema Rabbi Akiva to Isla Gavra Yaseira, is that because of Rabbi Akiva Shita, that there's an extra Aliyah? So that's why, you know, you're going to be in Shul a little later. Amazing. One Aliyah would add on. Right? It's like the joke that the one who's always on time, the Yeki, says to his wife, "I'm going to be a little late. I'm going to be home a little late today." Why? We start saying Mashav Baruch Mar Degashim. Right? Says we're going to be a little, come home a little later. So labor, that's like, sounds like this Gemara. What do you, for one Aliyah? One Aliyah going to be later? Maybe the lot of Misha Beirachs. Yeah?
It's also smaller laning.
It's also, Yom Kippur is also a small laning. So the Gemara is going to give the obvious answer. I feel the same Rabbi Yishmael, the Nafir Sidur, the Yom. No, it's a long davening. It's a long davening. That's why Yom Kippur is going to take longer. It's no raya that it's because of the Shita of Rabbi Akiva of more Aliyos. It's a fascinating Rabbi Yaakov Emden here, where Rashi says that why on Yantif do you come late? So Rashi says on top, Shetzarech Litzroch B'Seudas Yantif. You have to be toreach in Seudas Yantif. You're busy making the Seuda. So the Yaakov Emden says, isn't that the minag nashim? So what are the men? The men are busy home cooking the meal. So he says the men are home washing the kids, so that the women could cook the meal. It's a shalom bias, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. On this daf, look in the back, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Nir be'enai, v'yafal b'she'enam y'melechas anashim, tzrichan lishmar ha'bayis v'habanim, ba'ochen eshoseyen oskos b'tzarchei Seuda. Gam tzricho siyu anashayen. Right, it's a makar to take the kids Shabbos morning. Right, that's the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Megillah Chav Gimel. We can't forget it. So that is Rabbi Yaakov Emden on this Gemara. That's why even the men might come late. First wide line. Hani shlosha v'chamisha v'sheva k'neged mi. Why do we have what is the alios of 3, 5, and 7, of a weekday, and of Yantif, and of Shabbos, and Yom Kippur, keneged me, what is that keneged? Me, pligi bar Rav Yisrael bar Nachmeni, v'chad ime imanu Rav Shimon Pazi. Rav Yisrael bar Nachmeni argued with his friend, Rav Shimon Pazi, v'yamri la samsi, it was different people, Rav Shimon ben Pazi, v'chad ime imanu Rav Yisrael bar Nachmeni, the opposite, v'amri la Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, or some say it was a different person. Chad amar keneged berchas konim, some say 3, 5, and 7 is Keneged Berchas Kohanim, which the first bracha of Berchas Kohanim has three words. The second, 5, the third, 7, 3, 5, and 7. The Chadamar, and some say Keneged, is Keneged the three sets of officers. Shalosh Shomrei Hasaf, those who guard the house. Chamisha Barobei Pnei HaMelech. Shiva Miro Pnei HaMelech. 3, 5, and 7, officers who guard the king. And to remember the king, the ultimate king, that's why we have 3, 5, and 7 aliyas. Rashi says, what are these? Shomrei Hasaf, Roi Pnei HaMelech. We're talking about Achashverosh, right? Megillah. That's from tomorrow night. We're going to read the Megillah. So, Roy, that's what we're referring to. Tosva says, we lane every week as a zecher for that Russia. Tosva says, that can't be. It can't be Achashverosh. So Tosva says, it's got to be officers in the time of Yirmiyahu Anavi. Quotes a psukim in Yirmiyahu. But Rashi says, it's a zecher d'Achashverosh. Right? So Tosva can't believe it. You have other minhagim, right? Aim Sisra. Aim Sisra on Rosh Hashanah. We've given him Shatim. So that one is famous. Therefore, there have been 100 drushes given about Aim Sisra. This one is not. What do we remember Achashverosh when we lane?
But don't you say that in Megillah, when we don't openly say God's name, the truth is that there is...
Exactly, right. So maybe that's the pshat. That here, that whenever it says HaMelech in the Megillah without saying Achashverosh, that's a remez to say to Hashem. Right, but here it sounds like Roy Pnei HaMelech, right? It says HaMelech, but Rashi's pshat is that these are the officers of Paras Umadai. But you're right, maybe on a deeper level, that's referring to those that we are the servants of the king. Maybe on a deeper level. Tani Rav Yosef, Gimel Chamisha V'Shiva, Shlosh Shomrei Asaf, Chamisha Roy Pnei HaMelech, Shiva Roy Pnei HaMelech. So a Braisa supporting that opinion. Amalei Abaya Adha Idna My Time Alo Parshlan Mar. Abaya says Rav Yosef, why didn't you ever say this pshat before? Such a beautiful pshat. So maybe according to Rashi, right, Tosa doesn't even like this pshat. But Dafka here, the Gemara, such a beautiful pshat. Why didn't you tell us before? Amar le lo hayvi adana tzrichisule. I didn't know you didn't know it. Umi beisu minay milsav lo ami lechut. Did you ever ask me a question I didn't tell you? Of course I would tell you. I didn't know you didn't know it. So that's why I didn't tell you. Amar le Yaakov mina'ah le Rav Yehuda. Yaakov mina'ah, says Rav Yehuda. What's Yaakov mina'ah? A min, a heretic. Tosfos changes the girsa because he can't accept that either. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Amar says it means should be matza'a garsinan because he can't accept that the Gemara would be quoting a heretic, heretic's words. Again, Mina'a might mean just, that's his name, he's from Mina'a. So, Amalei Rav Yaakov Mina'a Rav Yehuda, Hani Shisha Diyom Kippur Keneged Me. So we explain 3, 5, and 7. What about the 6? The 6 of Yom Kippur are Keneged what? So Amalei, Keneged Shisha Ja'amdu Miminu Shal Ezra V'Shisha Mismolos. Keneged, the 6 people, the 6 Nevi'im who stood on the right side of Ezra, and 6 who stood on the left side of Ezra. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yamod Ezra Sofer al Mikdal Eitz, Asher Asu Lodavar, he stood on the platform that they made. V'yamod Etzlo, Matisya, Ushma, Va'anoya, V'urya, V'chilkiya, Uma'aseya, Al Yamino. On 6, Umismalo, on the left side, Pidayo, Mishol, Malkiya, V'chashu, V'chashbadana, Zecharya, Mishla. So if you count up, the Gemara though says, Hani Shivahavi, the last bunch or 7, not 6. So Hani Zachariah, Hani Mishlam. Really, it's the same person, the last 2, Zachariah and Mishlam. But my Kari Mishlam, why is he called Mishlam? The Mishlam Ba'ovdei, he was a perfect servant of God. Rashi says he was Tamim B'Maisav. So therefore, that was his nickname, was really the same person. Period. Mishlam? Mishlam, correct. Mishlam. Tana Rabbanan, Hakol Olam Inyan Shiva, Afilu Katan, Afilu Isha, says the Braisa, everybody could get an Aliyah. Everybody can count for the 7 kruim. Afilu katan, afilu isha. Afilu katan, afilu isha. Ask the Rosh. How could a katan get an aliyah? He's not a mechuyah bedavar. A katan can get an aliyah? So the Rosh says that really there's just a mitzvah to hear it. What does that mean? So we alluded to a couple days ago, and that is Kriyas HaTorah, according to most Mefarshim, what's Rishonim, is a Chofes HaTzibur. There's no chiyah for me to lay in the Megillah, it's a mitzvah to hear the Megillah. So the Chiddush is that even a katan can be, he's not being motzi me in anything. I don't have a chiv to read it. I don't have a chiv to get the aliyah. There's a chiv to have brachas on the Torah. And once he creates that kriya, so then that is enough to be the chovas hatzibur. And interesting, it says, Ol Dominion Shiva. Why dafka Shiva? What about a weekday? It says, Shiz dafka Shiva? So the Arzurah says, no, it's even Shabbos. You might have thought Shabbos has more chumrah. So it's even Shabbos, Ol Dominion Shiva. But others say that maybe Shabbos is different. Yeah. Could a cotton blow shofar? That's the discussion we had then, that the Mishnah says he can't. Right? Right. It's the same principle as in the midst of Shmiya, so that's why we had there a number of answers given. That's Daraisa, A. And number two, maybe the Chazal said that he can create a chefza of kol, even though here it might be different. He could create this, you have to be machalic between the two. There might be emphasis, the Rav Soloveitchik said that the Maisa mitzvah is the tkiya and the kiyama mitzvah is the shmiya. But that question is asked by Olda Mefarshim on that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So everybody can count the minyan shiva, afilu katan, afilu isha. The Magen Avraham writes that the minhag is not to give a katan aliyas except for maftir. Give a maftir, or maftir, which is an extra aliyah. The afilu isha, and even an isha could get this aliyah, aval amr chachamim, again, aliyah in those days meant that you lane the aliyah, not just getting the aliyah as the bracha. But the Chazal say the woman should not be kori b'tora mipnei kavet hatzibur, mipnei kavet tzibur. What exactly does kavet tzibur mean? It's difficult to translate. Doesn't mean that it's just, does that show? Some Rishonim say that it means that it shows that nobody else in the shul knows it, so it's a bizayon, or none of the men know it, or just it's kavet hatzibur just means what's a woman doing in the men's section. Right, it's another. I think Rabbi Yonasan Lunel has a line like that. But that is kavod hatzibur. It is something that we shy away from.
You also can't shake your hand after the
aliyah. Okay, so that's the maker. You don't have to. You can just give a shkayach without doing that. Maybe it's not derechiba.
What about
Kalisha? Oh, so it says Alex's question. Ask Rabbi Nasan Gestetner, Laharis Nasan, I Kalisha. Kalisha, Laharis Nasan, ask him, hey. So he says, Kalisha, what about this? He has three answers. He says, number one, he says, maybe it just means Bizman Azeh, which is just making the bracha. No, just for the bracha, there's not Kalisha, he doesn't have to sing the bracha. Just say the bracha. Number two, he quotes a Rashba in Brachas, that he has a whole, the tshuva is all about that the trup is not ma'akev. The whole tshuva, we had a Reb Chaim that was makbit to go be machzer for the trup, but maker adin, it seems like in the poskid that if you mess up on the trup, it's not ma'akev. So let's say Shalim without the trup. Just say it. Just like Baker at number two. And number three, he quotes, maybe it's talking about a katana pnuya. A katana pnuya, because a katana, we just said a cotton could do it, so a katana, there's no kalisha by a katana, and that's what the quote according to Beis Shmuel, so maybe that's the shot. But again, he assumes that a regular adult woman who is singing the Megillah, it would be a problem of kalisha. That's what he assumes. Yeah. So that's a good question. A woman's chiv in Kriyas HaTorah. A cotton could do it. A cotton is not mechuyev in anything. So you don't have to say a woman is b'chuyev, and that's a big discussion in the poskim, because what comes up, many Shabbosim, let's say women come to shul, they get their laning time, or they get their during laning. So what happens most places, I'm told, that women catch up during laning. They catch a great time to catch up, so by the time the tequila is up to musaf, they'll be up to musaf. So I mentioned in a women's year a couple of years ago that they shouldn't do it, they should catch up between the aliyahs, because they should make themselves part of the tzibur, that they should hear. Do they have the same chiyav? A man personally has no chiyav of Kriyas HaTorah. It's the olachovas tzibur. So a woman, if she be mitzarif to become the part of the tzibur, then fine. If she wants to catch up, she should go to the side room. It's a bizayon to the Torah. The Torah is being read and I'm not listening. Or imagine somebody giving a shiur and somebody else is learning something else in the back. That's not right. No, it's not covered. So covered for the Torah that's being read. So that's the covered. Even a katan, even an isha. Ibayluhu maftir maushiyala minyan shiva is the maftir, which means the person who says the haftorah is his, and we know he says part of the Torah as well. He says a couple of psukim also. Do those count towards the seven? Is it seven plus him, or is it seven including him? Machlokas. Rafuna Rabbi Rabbi Abba. Chad Amar Ola. Chad Amar Ein Ola. One says it counts towards the seven. One says it doesn't. Manda Amar Ola. The Hakari. The one who says it counts towards the seven. After all, he reads part of the Torah. Umanda Amar Ein Ola. Kidda Ula. Damar Ula. The one who says he should not count. It's like Ula. Damar Ula. Mipnei Ma Hamafter Benavi Tzarch Shikra B'Torah Tchila. Why do we let the Mafter say a few psukim first and not just say the Haftorah? Mipnei Kavod HaTorah. Because it would look like there's equality between the Torah and the Navi. If we would have a few people learning the Torah and then one person learning the Navi, it would look like they're equal. And we don't want to give that impression. So that's why we give the one who lays off Torah sub Torah as well. The Kivda Mishum Kavod Torah, Luminyan Lo Solot. Since the whole reason that he lays part of the Torah is just Mishum, a Kavod issue, so that's why we're not going to count it as one of the seven. Two more lines, and then we'll say the important Tosfos. Meisvei. Question is asked by the Gemara. Hamafter b'navi lo yifchos b'yasser me'echa psukim k'neged shiva shekaru b'Torah. The Brisa says that a navi, a haftorah, has to have at least 21 psukim to parallel the seven aliyahs. Seven aliyahs, three psukim each, 21 psukim. The Isa, and if it's true that maftir is a separate one, then there were 24 psukim. There were eight aliyahs, not seven aliyahs. Esser rabahavi, there were 24. So it doesn't that prove that the maftir is one of the seven? Gemara answers, Kiva the bishop kavod haTorah hu. Since it's kavod haTorah, kinegdo nami lo boi. No, because it's only kavod haTorah, you don't even have to parallel that in the haftorah. Tosfos says here, two parts of Tosfos. Tosfos on the first says, it's mashma clearly from this Gemara, that maftir in those days did not repeat psukim. He said, new psukim, because after what was the question of the Gemara? 24. I mean, 24. He learned the same psukim as the previous one. So it's mashma clearly from the Gemara that in those days, and the whole that Shakla Vataria sounds like, you know, is maftir, of course maftir is not counted if they're learning the same psukim. So Tosfos says that in those days they did it. Our minug is to repeat. Our minug is to repeat. Number one. Then Tosfos says, why? He gets into why do we do this? See, he discusses that Chazal, at a Bimei HaChamim, were misaking to say Kaddish in between the Olim and the Maftir. Once you're saying Kaddish between the Olim and the Maftir, then you're already showing and reflecting that there's a difference between the Maftir and the previous Aliyahs, so that is why we repeat. And he says that's the Minhag of Ashkenaz, we change the Minhag of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. He discusses that. That is part one of Tosfos. Then the part Tosfos discusses, interesting, why don't we take out two Torahs every Shabbos? Right? There's a Karban Musaf on Shabbos. Every time there's a Karban Musaf on Yantif, if there's a Karban Musaf any other day, we take out two Torahs. So why don't we take out a Karban Musaf, a second Torah on Shabbos? Uvi Yom HaShabbos, we shall lane. So Tosfos has three answers. Number one, he says there's only two psukim in Uvi Yom HaShabbos. It's only two psukim. We had it yesterday. So what are you going to do? You're going to add on? You can't add on every week. You're going to add on something that's not in Yana Diyoma. So I'm warning you, there's no choice. You can't lane, you can't have two psukim. Then Tosfos says, V'od Yei Shlomar. You always have to have a haftorah related to the maftir. So if you can have the same maftir every week, you can have the same haftorah every week. So you can't have that. But then you can call haftorah v'nin echad. He says in number three, he says, V'od Yei Shlomar, that the only time you lane a second Torah related to the musaf is where it comes l'kapara. And the Karban Musaf of Shabbos is not L'chaper. The Karban Musaf of other days, of Rosh Chodesh, and of other days, that's Baal L'chaper, but this is not Baal L'chaper, so that is why one doesn't have to take out two Torahs. Basically, something you don't think of, that why don't we take out two Torahs? That is Tosfos, three different answers to that question. Okay, top line. Maskef. Oh, yeah. Rosh Chodesh, if Rosh Chodesh, let's say, is on Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, okay, but that's the weekday. We're not maftir on a weekday because of Bittul Malacha. Yeah, sorry? So? Right, during the week we don't add on. Says the Gemara, top line, Maskev LaRava, V'harei Oloseichem Svu, but if you look in the Haftorah of Parsha Sav, there are less than 21 psukim. To lo, Havin Esrim V'chad, V'karina, we still lane it. So Shani Hasab, Dislal Kinyana. No, there it's different because you finished the whole Inyan, similar to what the Gemara says, by Purim morning. Nine psukim, because Salak Kinyana, you're allowed to do it. Ve'echad Losalak Kinyana, lo. If you didn't finish the Inyan, then you're not allowed to have less than 21. The Amar of Shul Bar Abba, Zimnin Saki and Havi Kim Nakami Rabbi Yochanan. 1 minute, I was always in front of Rabbi Yochanan. The Havi Karinan Asar Psuke Amar Lanafsiku. And sometimes after we lane just 10 psukim, he said, stop! That was enough! So Gemara says, Makam Sheesh Turgam Anshani. No. You know why you were allowed to have 10? Because you were Matargim every Pasuk. Targim every Pasuk. So, Rashi says that it's Tircha de Tzibur to have a longer one, or some say that the Targim counts as a Pasuk. That's already 20 psukim. So that's why maybe it's not a problem. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shmuel Oshana Lamakam Shei Turgamon. The only time there's a requirement is when there is no Maturgamon. That's why you need 21. Lamakam Shei Turgamon Posik, but if not, you could have less. Again, the Minhag Olam today is to have less sometimes. Some of Torahs are shorter. Some of Torahs are 10 psukim, 9 psukim, even without a Maturgamon, even without a Targum, but that has developed to be the Minhag Olam. Okay, let's continue. Next Mishnah. Ain person al Shema. So now, as I mentioned, the rest of the Maseches Megillah, the rest of this parak is about Kriyas HaTorah, then we're going to get into Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. So, of course, Kriyas HaTorah is mentioned in this Mishnah, so we bring the whole Mishnah, all halachos that require 10, require minyan. Ain person al Shema. One is not poris al Shema. What does poris al Shema mean? So pros always means half. We had pros al Pesach, means 2 weeks before Pesach, means half a month. So in person al Shema, Rashi quotes person as Lashon Chasi Davar. Let's say you have a bunch of people that davened at home. Davened at home, they didn't know they would have a minyan. They davened at home, and then they come to shul for Shachris. So Rashi explains the Mishnah. Person al Shema means that they could come together. One of them could say Kaddish and Baruch Hu and the first bracha of Kriya Shema, which includes Kadosh, Kadosh, and Bar Kavod. This shita of the Mishnah seems to hold that you can only say that Betzibur, just like you can only say the other Kedushas Betzibur, right, by Shmona Esrei and Chazaras Hashat. So too, this opinion holds that they lost out on the Kedusha when they daven B'yachetz. That's why they could do a Betzibur, and they could say basically half of the Berchas Kriya Shema and half of the Shachris, up through the first Bracha. That's the Lashon of Parson. So you can only do that with a minion. Ain't Parson al Shema. They ain't open Levnei Ateva. And you only have a shliach tzibur, ve'ein nosin es kapeyem, and you only do berchas kohanim, ve'ein koren batorah, and you only have kriyas haTorah, ve'ein maftirim benavi, and you only have haftorah, ve'ein osin maimedu moshav, and you only have maimedu moshav are the, when somebody is being buried, you have the stoppages of where we say Yoshe B'Sisra El Yonim, we stop 7 times, so the maimedu moshav, all of that needs a minion, ve'ein orim berchas avelim, and the special bracha of avelim, which was said in those days, they said a special bracha when they were still when they used to eat this first suuda, the suuda's havra, the tanchumi avelim, the special nichum avelim that is done when you make the shuros, you make the rows at the cemetery, and the avelim walk through, and birchas chasanim, sheva brachas. All of these are only done ve'in mezamnim b'shem, and when you bench with a zimun saying shem Hashem, pachos me'asara. None of these are done with less than 10. All of these require minyan. Last line, ubikarkaos. And when you redeem karka from hektish, let's say somebody's makdish their backyard. So does really want your backyard in galus? Doesn't want it. So what are you going to do? It belongs to hektish, but you sell it. So how many people do you need to determine how much that karka is worth? Tisha v'kohen. You need 9 people that could be Yisraelim and 1 kohen. You need at least 10 people. Learned that from Sukkim. We'll see. One of them at least has to be a kohen. V'adam chayotzeh. The same thing with Adam. If somebody's makdish the value of a person to the Beis Hamikdash, also how do you redeem him? You need at least 10 people. That is based on Sukkim. 2 points. Number one, by Nesias Kapayim. It's interesting. The Emek Bracha says that there's a separate halacha here that to daven with the Shliach Tzibur, to have Chazar Zatz, you need a minion, and Nesias Kapayim, you need a minion. Isn't Nesias Kapayim always done during Chazar Zatz? So why do you have to have a separate halacha that Nesias Kapayim needs a minion? What, to teach you that a Kohen at home doesn't duchen? Of course, Nesias Kapayim needs to be done during Shemon Esrei. So why do you have to have a separate halacha for Nesias Kapayim Basara? So the Emek Bracha says, the halacha says, I can come up with a hechi timsi. Because the halacha is, if you start a davar shebekdusha with a minion, and then you lose your minion, you're allowed to continue. For example, if in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you lost your minion, you only have 8-9 people left, you're still allowed to finish Chazaras Hashatz, and you're even allowed to say Kaddish afterwards. Kaddish Teskabel, because Kaddish Teskabel goes with Shemona Esrei. So, says the Emek Bracha, what happens if you start a Shemona Esrei with a minion? So you can finish the davar shebekdusha. But that's not good enough. If they left before duchening, that wouldn't be good enough. You wouldn't be able to duchen. Because you need the minyan for duchening. But then he says, another chiddush, he says, but you also, you don't just need minyan for duchening. You need tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur you need for duchening. He proves it from Masechta Sota. So you need tefillah b'tzibur. So he says, I think, even if the minyan would come back before duchening, they left, so you lost tefillah b'tzibur. Now they came back, now you have a minion standing there. But it's not called tefillah b'tzibur anymore, because you lost out some brachas. Tefillah b'tzibur is the whole thing. So because you lost out tefillah b'tzibur, he says you wouldn't be able to duchen then, even though the minion's back. Because you lost out, Nesias Kapayim requires the context of tefillah, and you wouldn't have it here. That's what Ramosha says, this is off-quoted Ramosha, that if somebody does a hechi kedusha, that's not tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur, full tefillah b'tzibur requires, I'm sorry, it's a different Ramosha. Ramosha says if you have, that's a different point. Ramosha says if you only have 6 people, we always look for 6 people who didn't daven yet. 6 people who didn't daven yet, you can daven. Ramosha says fine, you're allowed to do that, but that's not tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur means you have 10 people that didn't daven yet. So that is, Ramosha writes that in a shuvah. Okay, one other, the same piece in the Emek Bracha also discusses, Nesias Kapayim, we just said needs tefillah b'tzibur. What about according to the Rishonim that say tefillah is derabanan? Nesias Kapayim is daraisa. The Ramban holds that davening every day is Darabanan. Only Be'ez Sarah, we mentioned many times, is Daraisa. So how could the Ramban have Nesias Kapayim Daraisa, which requires tefillah, if tefillah is only Darabanan? Yeah?
What happens if you have a minion mitzumtzum by Vichas Kohen, and Kohen Levin go out to wash?
The Kohen and Levin go out to wash. So again, you basically keep the door open so they can still hear the brachas. Still hear the brachas. You're right. What if you have a city of Kohenim? Right? So 9 of them go out. So who's left? But again, that's the, you gotta, Got to be careful. So the Emek Bracha quotes Reb Chaim, who says that even according to the Rishonim, that say Tefillah is Durabanan, that's only in terms of the Chovas HaGavra. The obligation to daven is Durabanan. But everybody would agree that once you daven, that's a Kiyam Daraisa. The Torah recognizes that as Tefillah, even though you didn't have to do it. Just like if a woman does Mitzvah Zizman Grama. Many Rishonim, Tosas, Rabbeinu Tam, because she can make a Bracha. Why? Because what she's doing is recognized as a Mitzvah Daraisa, even though it didn't have to be done. So that's how Reb Chaim answers that even according to the Rabbanon, well, Tzvilas Rabbanon, if you daven, it's a Kiyam Daraisa. So that's how Birchas Kohanim can exist.
But in Avel's house, why
would you not say that? In Avel's house, separately, there are different reasons. A different reason why we don't say Tzkabel in Avel's house, because Tfilah, Sasun Tfilasi. See, there was a Tzara in the house. That's why we don't. There were different minhagim of what's done in the Beis Avel. There was no Tachanun, but they're done for different reasons. There was Midas Adin that was Matuach on this family. We mentioned 2 days ago that there's a Rambam. There's a Rambam that says that the last 8 psukim of the Torah, the Gemara says that you yachid korei osan. Yachid korei osan, the last 8 psukim of the Torah, which might have been written by Yeshua or Moshe, Bidema. So we mentioned that the Rambam interprets that. There are 10 different cheetahs in the Rishonim. The Rambam says yachid korei osan, that you don't need a minion for the last 8 psukim of the Torah. Unbelievable. So ask all the Rishonim and the Achronim, what does the Rambam do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, kriyas haTorah, right? It says, v'in karam batorah, without a minion. But the Rambam says that you don't need a minion for the last 8 psukim. So I should read you one shot. The number of pshatim, just one shot. This is on the all the way at the end of Nefesh HaRav. Rav Shechter quotes this from Rav Soloveitchik. Again, the language of the Rambam. Shmona psukim sheba Torah, afal pisha hakol Torah hu, even though it's all Torah, u Moshe mipi agvura amram, and Moshe said it from Hashem, hoil u mashma'am sheheim achar misas Moshe, hare nishtanu. Since their mashma'am is after Moshe, so it's changed. Lefichach mutri liyachal likros osam. So it's very difficult. What does that line mean? Since their mashma'am is after Misas Moshe. So the Rav said, there are a few pshat that I saw that the Rav gives, but this is one pshat that we'll quote, and that is because this part of Torah didn't have meaning yet. Didn't have meaning. It didn't happen yet. Right? According to the day that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Vayamas Moshe, Moshe didn't die yet. So the Rav Soloveitchik explained that Moshe Rabbeinu, since it didn't happen yet, it didn't have mashmos yet. That's the Rambam. Whole mashmo machar misas Moshe, so it didn't have full kedushas ksav. It didn't have full kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't imbue these last eight psukim in the Torah with full kedushas ksav. So it's different. And once, originally, it wasn't imbued with kedushas ksav, so therefore, forever it has a different status, and therefore yachad kerida. You don't need it for a minion. And that's why he even adds beautifully. He says that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was crying. Bedema. Why was he bedema? Because it was a part of Torah that he couldn't imbue with Kedusha. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't, that's why he was crying. Not Bedema, he couldn't, he didn't know what it said. No, according to the Pshat, he knew what it said. But because, not that he was stopped crying because he was Yamas Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Hashem. If Hashem says to die, he'll die. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to cry about it. Moshe Rabbeinu is a perfect person. No, he was crying because it was a part of Torah that he couldn't imbue with Kedusha's Ksav. And because of that, that's why you can lay it without a minion, and that's why he was crying. It would have to be for Yeshua ben Nun. That's one pshat. There are other pshat given, but let's finish first, and then we'll see at the end.
But isn't that an opinion that Yeshua
did? Yeah, that's the other opinion. The Rambam is talking about within the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. But you're right. The other sheet in the Tanaim that Yeshua wrote it. Minani Mili says the Gemara. How do I know that you need minyan? How do I know that a minyan is 10? Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan. The Amar Kra, because the pasuk says V'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. I will be sanctified amongst the Jews. And we darshan every davar shebikdusha v'nikdashi is within 10. My mashma, how do I know that's 10? Zereshava. Tatani Rechia, Reb Chiya asi toch toch. It says toch b'nei Yisrael by davar shebikdusha. And k'siv hacha v'nikdashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael. V'k'siv hacha hasam he badlu mitocha eda. And it says by Korach over there, he badlu, go away from this Eda, but it says Toch there. So you see Toch and Eda are connected. Va'asi Eda Eda, and then you have step 3, you learn Eda from the Meraglim. The Meraglim were 10, the bad Meraglim were 10, excluding Yeshua and Kalev. Malahalan Asara, Afkan Asara. Fine. So ask Rabbeinu Bachai, what Menachem's going to ask. We mentioned this back in Maseches Brachas, where this came up. I looked it up yesterday. Daf Chafal, you learn out Minyan Darvash Shebekdusha from the Meraglim. That's the limud? Achashverosh. Like Achashverosh. Like Achashverosh. Rabbeinu Bachai la Torah can't accept this. Rabbeinu Bachai at the end of Parachav Beis in Emor, Upirish Rabbeinu Yaakov. He quotes, Rabbi Yaakov Mirlins, She'ein nuscha zu mitukdekes. She'en lo havi yirayim yasar marakim will dover shebekdusha. Can't be. Aval la'ikir anutzcha kachi. And this is the Yerushalmi. As yitok tov, k'siv hacha v'edakdashim zochman Yisrael, v'k'siv hasam lishbar b'soch haba'im. By Acha Yosef. Right, it said there's another toch in the Torah. That's the toch that we learned from. V'yachshav yavi raya me'asar acha Yosef shayit tzadikim. V'davar shebek dusha. Ah, they sold their brother, that's why they were doing in Mitzrayim, but ain't no doma. V'yachshav yavi the shiftei ka to the meraglim. That's Rabbeinu Bachai quotes in Parshas Emor. But I saw the Kleisenberger says, no, take a kipshuto. Kleisenberger says, you know what the chiddush is? Every Jew, no matter how far you are, there's a pintle of yid, and you can count that yid for a minion. Kol dvar davar shivik dusha. You don't need the brother of the shiftei ka. You need the shiftei ka to be have a minion. Any Jew can be a minion. Any Jew can take the person who hasn't done anything in years. He says kashem shekol kal shav yisrael muchan beis atzorach. He says, you know why? He says every Jew, no matter how far they are, they'll be moser nefesh for klal yisrael. You ever sometimes you see the stories in I mentioned in the past chassidut tales from the Holocaust, some of these stories of the people that were so far gone, but when it comes to mesiras nefesh, they stand up and they're moser nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says every Jew can be counted for a minion. V'nikdashti b'sof b'nei yisrael, because every Jew will give their lives for me. And then he quotes, because what's the end of that pasuk? The Kleisenberger says, "Kani Hashem amosi yischem eretz Mitzrayim." How were you right before you left Mitzrayim? Mem tashari tumah. You weren't too good then either. You were the lowest of the low. Not the second. You wouldn't have been able to survive. And yet, I took you out because of an igdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. So it doesn't matter. Even the meraglim was so far, they had to be punished, obviously. But it's just to symbolize that any Jew could be counted.
Well,
even a sleeping Jew, according to some.
That's what Tzadik means. That's what Tzadik means.
So that's what, I'm sorry?
That's what Tzibur means. So
okay, right. That's a remez, yeah.
Why can't it be viewed as a kapara for the sins of ten?
Maybe it's a kapara. It's a kapara forevermore. We're being mechaper for their... Interesting. Right, because the meraglim, you could say, it was an anti-achdus. It was preda. They were either causing preda amongst Klal Yisrael. And forevermore, we're misakein that the Tzibur could come together. Interesting, very nice. Lishmer b'sol chabayim. I mean that it's about the personalities, not about the action. That's what I said. It's about the personalities. But that's the Rabbeinu Bachai. But interesting, Chaim, that the maybe it's a takana. It's a takana. All of us were symbolized by the miracle, but we would have done better. Who says that we would have been on Yeshua and Kalev's side? Right, we know the story. Most of Klal Yisrael believe them. Believe the ten. So that's so maybe that's why it's a takana for us to be mechaper on that. Okay. Period. Weiter. Enos ma'abedu Moshe b'chaz b'yasara. We don't have the ma'amados. By the kfura, less than 10. Kiva de Baila Meimar, since we say to them, Imdu Yakaram Amodu, Shvu Yakaram Shvu, O dear ones, stand, sit, Batame Yasala Barachara. To do such a fancy ceremony with less than 10 people there, it's pasnished. Right, it's lavarachara. It's not respectable for the ceremony. Certain ceremonies, require 10 people. My Berchas Avelim, what does Berchas Avelim mean? Berchas Rechava, the bracha they used to say out on the street. This bracha, we don't say it b'sman hazeh really, but it was said in the olden days, it was said b'asara, and avelim can't count part of the ten. Why? Because the bracha is said to them, and they're separate. Berchas chasanim b'asara, v'chasanim in a minyan. But berchas chasanim, sheva brachas, the chasan can count as part of the ten. Why? You also need ten, but it can count as part of the ten. Because you're not dafka saying to him, you're just giving brachas of shevach, and therefore he can count towards the minyan. You don't bench b'mizumin, saying shem Hashem without having a minyan. Keep it by the memor nevarech lelokenu, but to me'asar la'varach ara. Also, kavod Hashem. Kavod Hashem should only be with 10 people. Via karkos tisha v'kohen v'adam chayotze behen. Karkos are 9 plus the kohen. Just to say one thought on this, and Menachem will do with you minan imili for me tomorrow. It's a very important tosfos here. Little tosfos. Asara kohanim. Tosfos says, what does the Mishnah say? You have 10. Karkos, you need 10 people to figure it out. Ask tosfos. We have a principle in Hilchas Dayanus of Ein Bezdin Shakul. You can't have an even number court. So how could you have 10 here? You should have 11. There are limudim, which you're going to do tomorrow, of 10. You should have plus 11. Tosfos does not answer it. He says, Kashali, a Milo boy, echad asar, de ain't bezdin shakal, b'chol darv, shu tali b'shomi b'shik ladas. You're figuring something out, it's a bezdin, so you need more. Says the Rashba, no, says the Rashba, here you have a specific makor in the Torah that says 10. If the Torah tells you a number, you can't add on. Other times we learn out how many dayanim you need, you learn that from limudim. If you learn that from limud, from other, it doesn't say it beferish, but here the limudim is as if it says it beferish, that you need 10, says the Rashba, minyan is la'afuke bezdin shakal. That's the Rashba. But the Tur Evan has a different shot. He says much deeper. He says, no. The Tur Evan here says, when do you have a worry about Besin Shakal? What's the whole chash of Bez and Shakel, even number? Because you might come to a stalemate. You might end up having a stalemate. Here, by 10, all 10 have to come to a conclusion. All 10 have to have a haskama, how much this guy's worth. How much the chag is worth. It's not going to be a machlokes. It has to be unanimous. So it has to be unanimous. Of course, there's no issue of Bez and Shakel. So there's a big discussion in the Achronim, a Chakira, is Bez and Shakel purely to prevent stalemate? Or is there something much more fundamental that Bezdin Shakel is part of the definition of a Bezdin? So again, this Tosfos and that Turei Even are part of that big discussion. Okay, we'll stop here. Bez Hashem, so again, I'll be giving Bez Hashem Purim morning, Sunday, regular Sunday schedule, and Menachem will give Shushan Purim. Okay.